Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about what to do when a top performer tells you, hey, this is my 2 weeks notice and I'm leaving the company. If you're a manager or a leader of a team and one of your top performers informs you that they intend to leave the organization, it's easy to get worried, to maybe to panic, to jump right to, how can I convince this person to stay? But a recent article in Harvard Business Review offers three interesting ideas that may make you think twice about pulling out all the stops to make sure you retain the employee. First, you as the manager or the leader really need to have an honest discussion with this top performing employee about what has led them to this decision to seek a new opportunity, and to focus the conversation on what this employee really wants, and to also understand what you can control as a manager. If they're leaving just for money or for a better title, you may have a chance to meet their needs. You might be able to find more money for them, you might be able to give them a better title, and you might be able to resolve this with minimal impact to the team. But in this conversation, if you find out that the employee's reasons for leaving are really out of your control, they're looking for just better, more expansive opportunities or a different type of work, or maybe they want to relocate, there's probably not much you can do about that. And even if you convince them to stay, it's unlikely that you're going to be able to address the core reasons that they wanted to leave in the first place, and will have long-term negative effects on the employee and on the team. In these circumstances, it's probably better to let that person go. The next thing to think about as a manager is there can be great opportunity in the new unknown. Though initially you may be worried about the negative impact on the team and on performance and on getting work done if this great performer leaves, it also allows the rest of the team or the remaining members of the team the opportunity to stretch, try new things, contribute in new ways, maybe even really rethink the role that they want to play. It really is a natural time or a moment to bring in additional people from the outside as well. They might have fresh perspectives, and they might offer your team new ideas, new directions, and new possibilities for getting the work done. So you're really thinking about this more as an opportunity for the rest of the team rather than a gap that needs to be filled. Finally, your treatment of this departing employee, just with empathy, showing that they're valued as a person and not just a cog in the wheel, not just a member of the team who exists only to get things done, that will be noticed by the other team members, and it should have positive effects that can ripple through the rest of the team and beyond. The rest of the employees will see you as the leader, as the manager, as one who really cares about them and not just about the work that they do in that team. And in the long run, that's a positive outcome, both for you as the leader, for the team, and for the rest of the individuals as well. When a top performing employee informs you that they intend to leave, sure, that's disappointing, it might be sad, it might be frustrating, and it might make you worry as a leader. But if you handle it the right way, there's plenty of opportunity to spin this departure as a positive for the team, for the organization, and for you too as a leader. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.